It is 10:42 here in New Zealand. We're going to head across the Tasman to one of the voices of football in Australia. We hear him all the time. Channel 10's coverage of the football is absolutely fantastic. And it involves, of course, the Phoenix every second week. And Simon Hill's voice you will recognise. Simon, good morning to you and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Mate, a missed penalty, eh? A missed penalty could be the determining factor. Hate to point the finger at one person, but when you take the responsibility to take a penalty, you're obliged to convert it. Alex Rufer couldn't, and how vital could that be?
Well, it could be the kick that cost him the premiership. And I'm sorry that that's fallen on Alex, because he's a great guy and a super leader for the Phoenix. But, it was a big moment, and unfortunately, he couldn't convert it. Now there's, still a game to go for the Phoenix. There's two to go for the Central Coast Mariners. And they've got AFC Cup commitments, of course, to deal with as well. So it's not quite done yet, but it's unfortunate. I think they probably deserved the 3 points on the balance of play in the second half against the Jets. First half, they were a little bit scrappy, not at their best, but I thought second half they were terrific, and I feel sorry for Alex, but that's sport at the top level, isn't it? Sometimes these moments come along and you either take them or you don't.
Ironically, as you say, the Mariners run in. They've got their make-up game against Adelaide, which was postponed because of their Asian Cup commitments at the weekend. So they've got that one, and they've got Newcastle, which was a little bit ironic in the end. But you would expect them at this point to handle this?
Well, theoretically, yes, but the game against Newcastle in particular, I mean, obviously there's a rivalry between those two clubs. There's all sorts of things going on with the Newcastle Jets at the moment, as I'm sure you're aware, and the last thing that the Jets want to do is have the Mariners celebrating winning the premiership on their patch of dirt, which is where the game's going to be played. So, that might play into Phoenix's hands a little bit. They'll certainly be fired up for that, Newcastle. And they've been in much better form, to be honest, of late. They put together a nice little run of unbeaten matches, albeit only three games. But, it's possible that they could upset the Mariners. But, on form so far this season, they've been so good, the Central Coast. You'd expect them to win those last two games. But we'll see. And again, as I say, some of their focus is going to be on this AFC Cup. They've got to play the second leg of that zonal final this week against Abdish of the Kyrgyz Republic. And A-League squads, as we know, are not the biggest. So, it's possible that tired legs could come into play at some point as well. I think the Mariners are certainly the favourites now, that's for sure.
Okay, right, let's go to the EPL, which is intriguing. There's some interesting results over the weekend, of course. Arsenal and Liverpool continue on their winning way, and both now have played 33 matches for 74 points. But your Manchester City, who triumphed over Chelsea in the FA Cup semi-final, have a game in hand just a point behind. So, man, we've got an intriguing finish here.
Yeah, it's one of three, and again, it's advantage City, but only very slightly. They do have that game in hand. They play Brighton away on Thursday, which is it's not an easy game, to be honest. And City have played, a lot of matches, particularly in this calendar month. In all honesty, we were a bit fortunate to get through that Cup semi-final against Chelsea. They missed an awful lot of chances. Similar story to Wellington. You get your chances, you've got to take them. And City made them pay late on with Bernardo Silva scoring the winner. So there might be one or two twists and turns still to come in the title race in England. And that was a good return to form for Liverpool in particular, because they'd had a bad week going out to the Europa League and before that losing to Crystal Palace. And Arsenal keep grinding on. So it's a great finish. Normally by this time, one team is clear at the top, but to have three teams vying for the trophy, I think is terrific for the league.
And down the bottom of the table now, Burnley have actually given themselves a bit of a lifeline, which is interesting because I'd pretty much written them off along with Sheffield United They had a handy result and a good one over Sheffield United. So they sit on 23 points, which is not out of the realms now. Luton got hammered by Brentford. They're on 25. Forest and Everton. Now, that was a key game with Everton prevailing. So it looks like now with 33 games and 30 points, they've got a little bit of a gap despite losing those penalty points.
They do. And, you know, a lot of this could yet be settled in the courtrooms of the UK because there are appeals going on and, you know, all sorts of shenanigans off the pitch with these financial irregularities or alleged financial irregularities. But Luton have started to wilt a little bit, and that result of the weekend, I think, is damaging. You're right, Burnley have sort of given themselves half a chance. To be honest, I still don't think they'll get out of it. They leak far too many goals. Sheffield United are gone. I think it's probably, you know, one of three, Luton, Everton or Forest. And obviously at the moment, Luton are in the box seat that they don't want to be, that they fought hard. But that gap between the Championship and the Premier League, Luton freshly promoted, of course, they've come all the way through the divisions. It's very hard to breach without a serious injection of funds. And it looks to me as though those will be the three to go down, the ones in the bottom three at the moment.
No UK teams are going to be there at the business ends of either the Europa or, of course, the Champions League. So we're looking at a bit of German supremacy they're aiming for. Bayern up against Real Madrid and Dortmund PSG. They're 1st of May is the first leg of those. How do you see those?
Well, I mean, there is one English team that's going to be in the latter stages of European competition. That's Aston Villa, who did get through Conference League. But yeah, the two senior competitions, maybe a bit of a surprise that, you know, the Premier League, which is, you know, widely regarded as one of the strongest leagues in the world, has not got a representative. But, you know, it happens. I don't think it's a crisis. I mean, goodness me, two English teams won two European trophies last year, Manchester City and West Ham. As for the semi-finals in the Champions League, goodness me, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, a real clash of heavyweights. I think Real Madrid have just got that muscle memory of how to win games. I mean, my team battered them in the second leg of the semi-final, and somehow they managed to scrape through on penalties. The other one, Paris Saint-Germain, I think has waited a long time for a Champions League. Maybe this is their year. Maybe Kylian Mbappe's last chance to win them with Paris Saint-Germain. There's always rumours of him going off to Real Madrid. So, yeah, fascinating last couple of semi-finals in the Champions League. And, I think if I was to put money on it, I would be saying Real Madrid.
Excellent. Simon, thank you very much for your time this morning and that conclusive review on football on both sides of the world. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Cheers. Simon Hill there out of Australia. Of course, Simon, very recognisable voice in football over there. I hear him a lot around those televised games. It is 10:51 here on SENZ.